whether she'll testify at a hearing scheduled for Monday. Ford's lawyer says the woman wants the FBI to investigate her allegation before she testifies. And if Kavanaugh's accuser refuses to testify, Republican Susan Collins of Maine says senators should move ahead with considering the confirmation.
I just don't understand why the hearing shouldn't go forth.
The biggest wildfire in California ever finally contained, the Mendocino Complex fire, now at 100% containment. The two fires making it up have scorched nearly 460,000 acres. President Trump's to hold a rally in Las Vegas tonight to boost Nevada Republican Senator Dean Heller, who's in a tough contest against Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Rosen. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The weekly jobless numbers lower this morning than they've been in nearly a half a century. The Labor Department reports 201,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 fewer than the week before, and the lowest since November 1969. Tom Selleck is leaving the National Rifle Association's board of directors. A spokesman saying the Blue Bloods actor is stepping down because of a busy work schedule, but plans to remain an NRA member. Selleck joined the NRA when he was 8 and has served on the board since 2005. India has criminalized the Muslim practice of instant divorce, USA's Wendy King reports.
Despite a court order ruling last year calling the practice unconstitutional, a divorce obtained by a husband reciting talaq 3 times to his wife is still in use in some Muslim communities in India. Ravi Shankar Prasad, India's justice minister, said the executive branch of the government was forced to intervene because the ban has not been followed. The new executive order calls for a jail term of up to 3 years for a husband using the practice for divorce. Critics say few Muslims use it and that the Quran never mentions the instant divorce. Talaq is banned in several predominantly Muslim countries, including Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Pakistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you.
It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how to conduct a market opportunity analysis. I'll have the essential questions you should be asking when acquiring a business. I'll have tips on how you can increase your exposure by outsourcing your social media. And I'll have 5 apps you can use to reduce stress and increase productivity. It's Thursday, September 20th, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and I'm the host of this program called Taking Care of Business. We get together every week at this time to discuss issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we always check the weather. Currently 67 degrees at 12:05, and the forecast shows that today it'll be cloudy throughout the day with light winds, a high of 71 and a low of 59. For tomorrow, we're going to have more clouds, then sun later, a high of 76 and a low of 67. For Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 71 and a low of 57. And for Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 70 degrees and a low of 54.
And we've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of
current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 239.30 to 26,645.06. The NASDAQ up 70.36 to 8,020.20. S&P 500 is up 21.41 to 2928.93. Oil is down 12 cents to $71 per barrel, and gold down 10 cents to $1,208.20 an ounce. Well, we thank, of course, Bachman Turner Overdrive for leading us into the program as they do every week. You are listening to Taking Care of Business. Today, you are only listening to Taking Care of Business as the video stream on Facebook is down. So we apologize for that and anybody that was looking for us there. But speaking of Facebook, since you are listening on the live stream through Huntington Chamber Radio, we'd also like you to open up a URL and go to Facebook. And then look up the program, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, and like and follow that program so that you can get updates from me midweek on anything that I might be talking about on the program, or if there's something that affects business. Sometimes labor reports come out, you know, after the show, and you know, I'll post those there. If there's anything of interest that impacts business, then I'll bring that up there. Interesting thing happened last week as it pertains to business. I'll get into that in just a minute. We'll start, as we do every week, with the business quote of the week, which is brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. And it comes from legendary Philadelphia Flyers hockey coach Fred Shiro. Now, Fred was the coach of the Flyers back in their Broad Street Bully days in the early 70s when they won two Stanley Cups, I think the only cups in their team's history. And I think it applies to business. It applies just about anything when he said, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. And I think that's very indicative of where we're at in business today. If you say nothing, if you're not promoting your business, if you're not out there constantly talking up your business, telling people why you're the best, telling people why they should be doing business with you, what are you going to become? If you don't do anything, if you're not out there actively, again, marketing your business, if you're not active in the community, if you're not getting involved in some way, even if it's sponsoring a Little League team, if you do nothing, then how are you going to want people to support you? And ultimately, if you say nothing and you do nothing, you'll be nothing. And I think he proved that time and time again with Bobby Clark and Rick McLeish and Dave Schultz and Bernie Parent when they won two Stanley Cups back-to-back. So, again, the quote of the week brought to you by Crown Trophy of Flemington from legendary Philadelphia Flyers hockey coach Fred Shiro. Say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. Don't let that happen to you. Make sure you're out there getting involved. Had a funny story this weekend, and I wanted to share it with you because I did post it on Facebook, but it was kind of funny, and the more I think about it, it's very amusing. I had to go to Clifton, New Jersey, to one of those same-day surgery centers to get a shot in my neck. We're just following the protocols established by the insurance companies, and the next step is to, you know, after physical therapy, was to get these injections before they would consider paying for surgery. So we get to the surgery center Saturday morning, and this is one of those times when they say no food or drink after midnight, you know, so you're already starving. And as I'm sitting in the waiting room, a gentleman comes in and delivers breakfast, and it smells delicious. You can smell the eggs. You can smell the bacon. You can smell the hash browns. You can smell the sausage. It just smelled great. And my wife's looking at me like, you know, how you holding up? I was like, I could really go for some eggs right now. And so no big deal. We got through it. And then I'm brought into the back and prepped for surgery. I have the IV in my arm. I'm on a table, and they wheel me into the surgical suite that I'll be in. And they had to transfer me from that bed to the surgical table. And so they're pumping up my bed. And just about the time they get halfway there, the fire alarm in the building goes off. And it is loud, loudest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And now they go on lockdown. So everybody is locked into the room. I'm locked in the room with the nurses. They're checking, looking through the windows, making sure we're okay. Smoke is filling the hallways. And what happened was somebody had taken one of the hash browns out of a package, and instead of warming it up for 1 minute, they tried to warm it up for 10 minutes. Packaging caught fire. I'm assuming the hash brown caught fire. And now the Clifton Fire Department is coming out. The alarms are still ringing. And the only image I have is that some fireman's going to strap me over his shoulder, carry me downstairs, and the Star Ledger will be waiting outside with a cameraman taking my picture of my butt hanging out of that little gown. So it was eventually the procedure went off without a hitch, and I feel much better. But it was like, didn't really need that kind of stress, on the day of that type of procedure. And the funny thing is that as we were in the room and I'm locked in there with the one nurse, he goes, do you have high blood pressure? And I'm like, no. He goes, oh, because your blood pressure is a little high right now. I said, well, wouldn't yours be if, you're about to go under anesthesia and the fire alarm goes off? So it was just a funny little day. I want to talk about, when I talk about issues affecting business, there was a huge issue affecting business last week, and it still is, and it's going to affect business for quite some time to come. But I had ordered material from one of my vendors, and this was on like Wednesday or Thursday. And, the woman took my order and she said, no problem. We're going to ship that out of our Charlotte, North Carolina facility. I go, no, I don't want it to come out of Charlotte. And she goes, well, why not? I said, because they're about to get slammed with a hurricane. There's a good chance that UPS isn't going to be running at that time. They may suspend operations. FedEx will suspend operations. So I'd rather get it from another warehouse, what's available to me. And she mentioned, Tennessee, Chicago, all two-day shifts, but I knew I had enough time to complete the work. So sometimes in business, there are those unforeseen events where you have to modify, you have to adapt, and you have to say, okay, if this, then that. And in this instance, when you look at Fayetteville, when you look at New Bern, North Carolina, and areas devastated by Hurricane Florence, again, it will be continuing for some time, but you have to make sure. You can't tell your customer, oh, I'm so sorry, we couldn't complete your project because the warehouse was closed because of the hurricane. They don't care. They want their material. So always make sure there's that backup plan and that you're aware of what's going on. And I literally have to be aware countrywide of what's going on so that if there's a threat to a shipment or something like that, or if anything's going to delay something, I can come up with a backup plan. And again, we wish the folks down in North Carolina the very best as they start to recover. Still probably a week or two away from all of the flood waters receding from what the indications are. Have several friends down in that area, several Crown Trophy stores, so we've heard from most of them, and everybody is doing well, not really affected, so we're happy for that. So glad to hear that, and hopefully business operations can return to normal quickly down there. Certainly hope so. On today's program and on the preview, I gave you a couple of suggestions on what I was going to be talking about. We're going to step away now for the break. When we come back, I've gotten several requests over the last couple of months of people that are looking to buy other businesses. Maybe they're buying a competitor, or a competitor has approached them and said, why don't you buy my business? And so there are a couple of questions that need to be asked before you just jump right in and do that. And we'll talk about those, the three essential questions that you must be able to answer before acquiring a business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you every afternoon on Thursdays at this time to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small, both here in Flemington, in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. As always, I thank you for joining us. Coming up on 7 years of broadcasting this program on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and I think it's great that a Chamber of Commerce has a radio station where they can talk about business issues, and hopefully, if you are a regular listener of this program, you're also listening to some of our other programs. We have great hosts, very knowledgeable accountants, lawyers, home improvements, psychological counselors, what's hot, what's going on. We have a sports show on Friday afternoon, so make sure that you check out all the programs here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com or on WHCRDB if you have a digital player in your car. So let's get back to the program. And before the break, I was saying there's essential questions that you have to be able to answer before you acquire another business. And this has come up time and time again, both in my business as well as when other businesses are asking for my advice if they should look to buy a business. And there are times when people go headstrong and they just dive in and they'll say, well, I know that that's a successful business, so I'm going to buy it. You know, it'll help my bottom line. It'll increase my sales. Only to find out that when they do buy it, they just bought, you know, a hornet's nest of trouble. So there's a couple of businesses or a couple of questions that you could be asking up front to try to level the landscape, if you will, and make sure that what you're walking into really is as good a deal as it appears to be. Now, although every step of buying an existing business has its own nuances, I'm just going to cover these three essential questions that you should be asking. And you're going to make a lot of big decisions over the course of your tenure as a business owner, but if you ever confront the decision of whether or not to acquire another business, then you're absolutely up against one of the biggest. Buying another company is an intensive process involving a great deal of research, due diligence, and almost always business acquisition financing. Now, although every step of buying an existing business is, again, nuanced, here's what you need to do to get you further down the path and hopefully not fall into too many ruts or hit too many potholes along the way. So the first question that you should be asking a potential seller or a real estate broker is, why is this business up for sale? And there should be some pretty concrete reasons that you get. Some perfectly solvent, even profitable businesses will go up for sale often. Owners retire, family members inherit control, and they don't have an interest in continuing the legacy. But there are other reasons, too, that have absolutely nothing to do with lifestyle choices. So before you go forward with a business acquisition, you're going to need to understand on the most fundamental level why the company is on the table for sale. So ask questions to understand things such as, does it have significant debts that it can't repay? Does it operate with an unsustainable business model with which it'll never reach profitability or even break even? Is it in an industry or location that's far too saturated to ever gain any market share? The first step to answering these kinds of questions is having a straight conversation with the owner. He or she should be able to give you a picture of the business's challenges and opportunities. but you should also perform a period of due diligence ahead of any offer to gather subjective information. This might include things like looking up business permits, getting information on local and state laws and regulations, and even talking to members of the community or industry peers about how they view the state of the business and the industry they're in. You know, another great question to be asking is, let's talk about assets. Let's talk about contact sheets. You know, how many customers do you have? And if they've seen either a decline in sales and that's why they're getting out, or if everything has remained stable. You want as clear a picture as possible. The second question is, what are you getting for yourself from buying this company? Now, remember that this transaction is meant to benefit you. So you want to make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. And a lot of times people will buy companies for the sake of growth. And then what they find after they've purchased it is that inventory systems aren't working together, pricing isn't the same, customers are leaving in droves. You want to make sure that this is the right thing for you. And as tempting as it might be to buy out your competitor as soon as their storefront goes up for sales, you have to make sure that the decision makes financial sense. For instance, is her existing inventory or intellectual property valuable? Will you almost certainly be picking up her customers? Or is there a chance that they'll seek another vendor? And can you even afford this? Make sure you know before you dive in any further the answer to those three questions. Now, if you don't already own a business, you'll have to think about what you're getting with your acquisition and whether everything is worth the cost. Typically, the cost of buying an established company will be higher than starting your own. That said, you'll be buying bread that's fully baked, so to speak, so you're not just paying to own the business, but to gain an established customer base, a business plan, equipment, and hopefully revenue streams. And notice that I put an S at the end of the word revenue stream. Before going forward, your purchase, make sure that the business you have your eye on gives you exactly what you don't have right now. Otherwise, keep looking. So if you're just doing the same old, through regular competition, you could probably acquire the customers that they have as they leave. And if they shut the business down, you could get them for free. How will you finance the transaction is the third question. Buying a company can be expensive, and it would be extremely rare to have the liquidity on hand to buy another business outright in cash. So many look for a business acquisition loan to help fund their purchase. And as you might expect, you'll need to be able to present a strong financial picture to a business acquisition lender. Not just anyone gets to buy another company. This move is a particularly risky one and very expensive to boot. Risk is a lender's least favorite word, so they're purposely picky. Applying for a loan to buy a business is a long process, and lenders will look at a lot of different aspects of your profile as a candidate. But to even know if you can qualify for a loan to finance the acquisition at all, you should focus on making sure you have two essential parts covered first. First, you'll need to have very strong business and personal credit to indicate that these lenders can trust you. We recommend a personal credit score of at least 650 plus, or you'll have a hard time qualifying for a loan to buy a business. Lenders will also look very closely at your cash flow, which is one of the best indicators of your business's financial health. You'll need to have dependable, good cash flow to not only make your loan payments from month to month, but to also put together a down payment if it's required. There's so much that goes into buying another business, you're going to have to do some intensive homework before you'll pull the trigger on this expensive transaction. Remember that when you acquire all of the benefits of an established company, you're also acquiring any surprise problems too. So take your time, dig in your heels, and do it right. So again, and I've purchased competitors in the past, and you know, there's times when you know you're told one thing, and then you get something else. And the one time I was told that one of my competitors did about $250,000 in sales, and when we finally made the purchase and handed over the money and got all the files and equipment and inventory, which had its own value that exceeded what we paid for the place, we realized really quickly that we'd been lied to, and they did closer to $50,000 or $60,000 worth of work. So shame on us, but the inventory had that intrinsic value, so we kept it, and we considered that to be a good deal. Make sure that – I have one business that keeps calling me probably about every quarter, and he's an older gentleman. I'll say, Jim, when are you going to buy my business? And I keep telling him, when you can give me a customer database – with a value, then I'll know where to start the negotiation process. And he'll point to his head and he'll say, it's all up here. I go, well, when it all gets down on paper, then I can, you know, analyze it. But I can't, you don't download a profit and loss statement. You don't download a balance sheet out of somebody's head. That comes out of a computer. Because he's not computerized, I'd have to sort through a million different, you know, paper files dating back 40 years to figure out whether or not this is a good deal. I know enough about him to say it's a good deal because I know who his customers are, but I can't put a value on it. So that's what, you know, holds me back from moving forward with that. So, you know, just a couple things to be wary of. Should you decide to go out and acquire a competitor, make sure that it's right for you. And that, you know, when you do acquire a competitor and you're going to get, let's say you double your customer database, that means double the work. So you have to make sure that you have the infrastructure in place in your business, human capital, financial capital, to make it work for you. Now, how else can you grow your business? Well, simple. A lot of times, social media. What we're trying to do is increase our exposure, get more people to know who we are, where we are, and what we do. So increasing your exposure on social media can be done very quickly, usually very inexpensively, by outsourcing. And so many business owners tell me they don't have time to work on their social media campaigns, and 2, 3, 4 months elapse and they still haven't posted anything. So social media presents an opportunity for your business to build trust, credibility, authenticity, and establish a personality with your customers. And you think it's a piece of cake, right? Well, not quite. The emphasis on social media is growing as businesses around the world have turned to the various social channels to grow their business and engage with their audience. No longer is social media something you can hand control over to an office junior staffer and let them run with it, or simply post the odd irregular update. Today, social media has the power to make or break your business, and it's a lot harder than it seems. It's easy to see why it's so important. Each social media channel, whether Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, or another, presents an opportunity for your business to build trust, credibility, authenticity, and again, establish your business's personality. And with billions of people using social media around the world, the opportunities are evident. However, managing just one channel well, let alone multiple, takes time and expertise. Doing social media successfully requires a comprehensive strategy and a certain skill set, plus a significant time investment. The good news is that expert help is easily accessible. Outsourcing your social media can be daunting, but it is also the best way to get amazing results. Outsourcing means you can run your business as normal without the burden of trying to manage multiple social media campaigns at the same time. To put it simply, if you are serious about using social media as a marketing tool, it needs full-time attention. Without the right expertise, resources, and time, it's easy to fail. So here are a few reasons why you should consider outsourcing your social media. The first is choosing the right channels. A social expert will be able to guide you on which channels will work best for you. You don't need to have a presence on every single one, but only the channels where your target audience are most receptive. For example, for a business audience, you might want to focus on LinkedIn, while Facebook may be more appropriate for a consumer audience. An expert will also be able to guide you on how often to post on each channel, how to get the best engagement, how to promote your content on other channels, etc. Data-driven approach. Setting up key metrics and goals and then analyzing your social results is a good way to determine what works and what doesn't. The problem is it takes a lot of time to track the data across all of your social channels. Outsourcing your social media means you'll receive the information you need to know if your objectives are being met, whether that's engagement, web traffic, growing your email list, or making more sales from your Facebook shop. In today's business world, the best businesses use data to their advantage. Effective social media management, again, is a full-time job. And if you only keep the lights on with the odd tweet here and there or the odd picture upload here, you'll get zero results. And running a business takes a lot of time, so sometimes there just aren't enough hours in the day. Outsourcing this responsibility means you will free up your own time while getting a sound social media strategy, which is then implemented and optimized. But what does that actually mean? Significant time saved and no need to hire full-time employees. If you don't have the skills and tools in-house, such as a social media management tool, outsourcing your social media is an easy way to get the right resources. Outsourcing provides you everything you need to strategize, schedule posts, analyze the results, report, and grow your business. And these tools don't have to be expensive either. So make sure you have a look around to see which one is the perfect fit for your small business. And then cash in on their expertise. Outsourcing your social media to someone who lives and breathes it is an easy way to stay up to date on the latest trends, methods of communication, channels, and algorithms. Cashing in on this expertise will help your business consistently release well-crafted, consistent content at the ideal time on the right channel. and a social media expert will also be able to optimize your social campaigns to improve performance. Here are some tips. Imagine you've outsourced your social media and are now generating a load of social exposure, but your website setup is letting you down. It would be painful to watch if your outsourced efforts were to no avail. So to maximize the impact of outsourcing your social media, you need to be ready to reap the rewards, and that means having the right setup to achieve your goals. For example, a slow website is a surefire way to turn your followers and potential prospects off. If you have an e-commerce store, such as Shopify, ensure it loads quickly so when prospects click on links through to your website, it doesn't put them off. Nobody wants to wait ages for a site to load. And here's some tips on speeding up your store page loading speeds. Additionally, you'll want to ensure your brand values and tone of voice is in place before you outsource so your personality and content is clear and consistent. And number one, when it talks about page loading, whether it's graphics, photos, whatever, they've got to hit within a second. It can't be, and actually less than, but it can't be waiting for the screen to drop down and fill that picture in. And finally, social media has the power to add incredible value to your small business, but it needs to be done in the right way. Those who capitalize on the potential it offers will have a competitive advantage over their rivals, and outsourcing is a cost-effective way to achieve these benefits. We're going to step away for a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about how I outsource my social media and what it's done for me. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Maryland as reports say at least five people have been shot and three people are dead in a workplace shooting in Aberdeen, not far from Baltimore. NBC News is reporting the suspected shooter's a woman, not far from Baltimore. NBC News is reporting the suspected shooter's a woman and that she's now down and the scene is no longer considered active. The crime scene appears to be a Rite Aid distribution center. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan tweeting, "Our prayers are with all of those impacted, including our first responders." Hurricane Florence leaving behind serious flooding that will continue in the Carolinas for days. President Trump got a firsthand look at some of it yesterday, describing it as epic and calling Florence one of the most powerful, devastating storms in U.S. history. Florence is blamed for the deaths of at least 35 people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours. TheCompanyStore.com.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm Jim Gannot, the owner of Crown Trophy of Flemington, and your host of this program for getting close to 7 years now. So glad you could join me once again for another edition of Taking Care of Business. I mentioned before the break that, and I was doing this story on social media, that I have outsourced our social media. I still post occasionally in our store, but I had hooked up with a group called Main Street Hub. They sent a photographer out to take a ton of pictures of our store, our workspace, our products, and things like that. And then they'll caption it. And a lot of times I can, and about every 3 days they'll put a post out. And then I can go ahead and make my own post either on the same day that they do or on a different day if there's something relevant. Last week I put a post up. We had a lady bring in a wine glass that literally will hold 4 bottles of wine. This thing was massive. It was about 2 feet tall. And I said, well, somebody's going to have a great 50th birthday party. We got so much engagement from that with people clicking and liking and sharing to their friends that was a win for us. And we'll probably reuse that on a couple of times. With social media, and one of the things I want to talk about, and the cost isn't expensive with Main Street Hub. It was about $400 a month. But with social media, one of the things you want to keep doing is occasionally boost a post. It's going to cost you a little bit of money, but you want to reach a different audience because your social media posts are going to those people that already follow you. Make sure that it includes a tagline about your website so that people know if you like what you see. You know, let's say you have a picture of a beautiful product. Make sure they know where they can find it. And the link of the website should be directly to the page that one is on. So just a couple of hints, but make your social media work for you. I talked about this last week. I previewed this last week, but we never got to the story because I got interrupted. But now that school is back in session, now that we're kind of falling back into fall, we're kind of getting back into the same old routine. You know, summer's over, vacation's over. It's time to get out of that summer mode and back to work mode. The question is your staff going through summer withdrawal? And I saw it in my business. I've seen it in a couple of other businesses. And, you know, as I chatted with a couple of business owners recently on a conference call, many of them felt the exact same way I do. They long to still be on the beach, spending time with their family, or just sleeping in late like they did over the long Labor Day weekend. Now, you may be asking, why is my reluctance to accept summer's impending end relevant to business owners across the nation? Now, My colleagues and I represent a fair age range in different stages of life, some in their 70s, some in our 50s, some in our 30s, likely similar to you and your employees. And we're all dedicated to our jobs and, from what I can tell, enjoy going to work most days. Now, for many people, and that's business owners included, these weeks can be a struggle to get back to your usual 110% mental capacity. You're gearing up for the holidays, end of year, end of quarter, things like that. As a business owner, the thought of losing productivity to daydreaming isn't very appealing. So here are 3 easy things that you can do to get your employees out of their summer haze and jumpstart their month. First, schedule a coffee powwow. Put 30 minutes on everyone's calendar to meet in the kitchen or the break room and give them time to grab coffee, chat, and get summer out of their system. Acknowledge the issue and hit it head on with a quick, "Thanks for being here." Chat and some caffeine to help get your team out of the clouds and back to work. Maybe they can share photos or stories from their vacations, but let's get it out of everybody's system and then remind them, hey, this is why we're here. You also want to send a summer's end email. You can write a quick email outlining all the great work the company accomplished over the summer and what you're most excited about for the rest of the year. Your team will see how much they've done and it will give them a moment to reflect and take it in. And this can also be done in a group setting. It doesn't have to be by email. You also want to share your company goals for the end of the year. Take the opportunity to publicly spell out the company goals for the next month or two or even till the end of the year. No matter your industry, be it an auto body shop, a restaurant, a spare parts wholesaler, seeing the company goals connects employees to the bigger picture and encourages people to focus on making them happen. So if you find, and I'm hearing this more and more from business owners, that they just haven't, you know, they need a defibrillator because they just haven't jump-started into back into work mode. This is the time to do it, and hopefully your staff will join you on that journey. Okay. So now what I want to talk about is what we call conducting a market opportunity analysis. Sometimes when people hear or read the previews to the show, they're like, you're getting a little over my head. And I'm really not. Might have a fancy title, but this is something that every business owner should be doing. And you and your team may be considering a variety of new business ideas and market opportunities, and not all of them are going to be worth pursuing. It's important to narrow down your options and make sure that you focus on the ones that have the highest potential for success. If you chase too many growth initiatives, that can be dangerous for your business. You know, it's my father used to have an example or and it's a saying where he said, you know, he's a master of all trades or a jack of all trades and a master of none. Now, according to the Harvard Business Review, as an executive team's priority list grows, the company's revenue, in fact, declines relative to its peers. But focusing on a small set of promising initiatives can lead to above average revenue growth. If you follow these five steps to evaluate the attractiveness of a new market opportunity and start prioritizing your business growth initiatives, you should see success. The first is to research your customers and your competition. You want to use market research to analyze your customers and competitors on multiple levels. This will help you evaluate whether the demand for a product or service is real and whether expanding into a potential new market is worthwhile for your company. An example of this is those fidget spinners. When they first came out, I wanted to sell them like crazy. I thought they were great. And I said we could put company logos on them and sell them and it'll be great. And my daughter-in-law actually told me, I hate those things. They're very she's a teacher. She goes, they're very distracting. The kids are always spinning them. Please don't sell them. So I didn't. The fad lasted maybe 18 months. So I'm glad I didn't put a ton of effort into it. You want to identify consumer segments that share common characteristics, such as age, gender, education, income, occupation, and place of residence, or softer variables such as lifestyle and values. And also consider consumer motivation. What job is the customer trying to get done? What barriers may be constraining consumption? Knowing who your key competitors are and assessing their strengths and weaknesses can also illuminate specific growth strategies and ways to differentiate your products and services. You want to get a high-level view of the market. However, assessing your customers and competitors is not enough. You also need to obtain a broader understanding of the market as a whole and what the potential of success is in the market. Otherwise, your organization could be trapped into thinking that a few percentage points increase is enough, where there is actually much more potential. Market researchers are experts at providing the overall objective picture and can help you step away from the intra-company thinking. When analyzing a market, there's a couple of high-level questions that come into play. So be prepared to think about these as you approach this technique. What is the market size? How quickly is the market expanding or contracting? How many buyers are there? What are the barriers to entry? What is the bargaining power of suppliers? What is the intensity of the competition? And is there a threat of new entrants or substitute products or services? And then you want to explore adjacent opportunities. Pursuing adjacent opportunities can also be a winning strategy. In a five-year study, researchers analyzed the growth and performance of 1,850 corporations, and they found that the companies with the most sustained profitable growth had used a systematic, disciplined approach to expand the boundaries of their core business into an adjacent space. Some companies expanded from one geographic market to another, while others applied an existing business model to adjacent segments. Take Procter & Gamble's Crest toothpaste brand as an example. In the late 1990s, Crest was floundering, but Procter & Gamble revitalized their brand by moving into two other categories, teeth whitening and brushing, with the introduction of Crest White Strips and the Spin Brush. The company used the same channels to reach the same customers with the same marketing framework and added more than $200 million of new sales for each new brand in just 1 year. Keeping your finger on the pulse of a market will help you to maintain a proactive approach and profitably outgrow your rivals by finding ways to expand outside your core business. Four, you have to understand the business environment. Another area to explore is the overall business environment, which can have a profound impact on company performance and the ways that industries operate. The business environment includes such factors as technological developments, government regulations, geopolitical shifts, economic indicators, trade policies, social and cultural norms. Now, as an example, companies in the life science and healthcare sectors currently face a number of potential disruptors that contribute to ongoing uncertainty. As noted by market research firm Calorama Information, including attempts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, health IT policies, and President Trump's statements about drug pricing. Other factors impacting markets include Brexit, rising out-of-pocket spending on healthcare, and physician shortages. Any new business opportunity in these sectors will need to be evaluated in the context of these factors and challenges. And finally, another way to conduct a market opportunity analysis, the fifth way, is to find the market research that you need fast. Gathering and synthesizing information about all these categories can take significant time, effort, and expertise, but market research reports can give you a helpful leg up. Off-the-shelf reports, such as those available on marketresearch.com can supply you with much of the information you need for a comprehensive understanding of the customer, competition, industry, and business environment. In these reports, you'll find information on market size, market share, market forecast, information on regulations, consumer demographics, and much more. In addition, many reports explicitly share analysis on key opportunities for future growth, next-generation product innovation, and emerging marketing strategies. So if you're researching a niche market that is not covered in a published report, you can also commission a custom market research report project to fit your unique specifications. And hopefully you'll be able to get the answers that you need there with regards to geographic market expansion, mergers and acquisitions, any competitive intelligence, voice of the customer, what are customers saying, and strategic planning. So there are five keys to conducting a market opportunity analysis. And again, don't just jump right in. Make sure you have all the information before heading into any new ventures. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. When we come back, I'm going to talk about, because we're working hard, we're going to talk about five apps that will help you reduce stress and increase productivity. We'll be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me as we wind the clock for the final time, heading up towards that 1 o'clock hour. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy of Flemington. So glad you could join me as we talk about a lot of issues affecting business. Gave you a lot today, a lot of to think about with regards to marketing, market analysis, purchasing a competitor. So now that we've got you all worked up and you're all whacked out and stressed out, let's settle down just a little bit and talk about some apps you can use to reduce stress and increase productivity. And the reason I bring this up is I watched my wife over the last 32 years be stressed out like you would not believe in her job. A lot of time constraints, deadlines, and things like that. And then recently, she started using certain apps, and sometimes it's breathing exercises. Sometimes it's listening to a waterfall or a stream or something like that. But things that get her to finally take some time to slow down and enjoy life. So if you're looking for a few moments of clarity in an otherwise stressful day, one that can fit in the palm of your hand, then consider one of these five what we call mind-friendly apps. Now, according to the American Psychological Association, 61% of Americans polled consider work to be one of the highest stressors, with only money at 62%, and national concerns 63%, ranking ahead marginally as it may be. Now, though the stress associated with work and money is common across multiple demographics and professions, small business owners likely feel an increased weight from that stress, with many tasked with long, challenging hours that bleed seep from the chaos of their work lives to the serenity of their personal lives. Unfortunately, aside impacting the home life, increased stress has been connected to everything from headaches, muscle tension, and sleep problems to overeating, drug and alcohol abuse, and depression. And as you likely know, all of those things can rob you of your mental clarity and general quality of life. That said, business owners can't typically close shop in hope of a decrease in stress. So what can they do to reduce and alleviate stress? Well, there are a variety of solutions, including exercise or taking time to read and relax. What about when you're on the go or faced with meeting after meeting? How can you fight stress and build health brain function? If you're looking for a few moments of clarity in an otherwise stressful day, one that can fit in the palm of your hand, then consider, again, one of these apps. The first is called Headspace. One of the best ways to deal with stress, or so we're often told, is to meditate. But even though meditation requires little to no physical movement, learning how to do it can be complicated. Headspace aims to change that, bringing the ancient art of meditation to over 1 million users as of June 2018. So what's the draw? Aside from the calming voice of founder Andy Puddicombe, an author, educator, and Tibetan Buddhist monk, among other things, the app is built on a combination of ancient theory, modern science, and practicality. The app's instructional process is simple, helping those who are hesitant about meditation take a breath and step right into a calmer mind. Today, the company boasts of partnerships with prestigious scientific research organizations like New York City and the University of Southern California. But perhaps more intriguing to business owners is the adoption of Headspace by major names in technology like Adobe, LinkedIn, and Spotify, all of which use Headspace to help their employees reduce stress and unlock their business potential. The next app is called Happify. Happify aims to help users overcome stress and negative thoughts, and based on app ratings, which consistently hover around 4.5 out of 5, the 3 million English language users thinks that it lives up to that promise. The app, which also offers a business solution, helps users form new, happier habits that help put a stop to anxiety and stress. To do that, Happify incorporates a series of scientifically based games and activities based on a framework referred to as STAGE, which stands for Savor, Thank, Aspire, Give, and Empathize. The end result is the ability to stomp out stress, remain positive, and lead an overall happier existence. Originally only available in English, Happify just expanded its offerings to include seven major languages, proof of its global appeal. In addition, the app has been featured by multiple news outlets, including Forbes, where it was listed as one of 16 apps that would guarantee users more success. The next is, and you want to think about this, mindfulness is be focused. Now, it may be cultivated by apps like Headspace and Happify, but sometimes reining in stress means taking control of the things that actually stress you. For business owners and professionals, the biggest source of stress is the seemingly endless to-do list. When it gets too long, life becomes overwhelming and focus can quickly diminish. For that reason, a solid focus-based app is a must, and BeFocus continuously shines as one of the best. Fundamentally, BeFocus isn't built on groundbreaking science. Instead, it's based on the tried-and-true Pomodoro time management technique, which breaks work into intervals of 25 minutes with a short 15-minute break in between each work interval. The breaks ensure that you're giving your mind the opportunity to regroup and refocus, meaning you get more done in those 25 minutes than you typically would if you worked straight through the morning. And while the app's focus isn't unique, it offers users a crisp and easy-to-use interface, removing some of the clutter found in similar apps. Plus, the simple tracking system makes it easy to see what you've accomplished or where you may need to work on your time management skills, something that can lead to long-term improvements in productivity, mental clarity, and overall stress levels. Simple Habit is referred to as the Spotify for meditation by Fortune. Simple Habit has been growing in popularity since its 2017 appearance on Shark Tank, and as you may have assumed by the accolades, the app is focused on meditation, but it does differ from others like Headspace. Instead of focusing on single teacher and pathway to meditation and mental clarity, which is fine for some, Simple Habit is built on a collection of meditation habits. Users gain access to 50 free sessions and a library of over 1,000 meditations for a variety of issues, including anxiety and insomnia, as well as situationally based concerns like prepping for a big meeting. The best part, particularly for those that truly have trouble fitting self-care into their busy lives, is that Simple Habit offers 5-minute guided meditation practices. 10 and 20-minute sessions are also available. And perhaps that's why this app has been recognized by a variety of organizations, including Google Play, USA Today, and Business Insider, as a great option for those with hectic schedules. And finally, there's Pacifica. If you want to reduce stress and anxiety, feel happier, and gain access to a supportive community, all from the comfort of your own desk, Dale Bierman, the founder and CEO of Pacifica, believes that his app can bring you that. Pacifica, which has been named one of Apple's best apps for 2017 and BuzzFeed's number one amazing app for anyone living with anxiety, is based on cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, exercises. Those that use the apps will have access to a variety of tools and activities that incorporate mindful meditation, mood tracking, and relaxation to achieve a healthier, more focused state of mind. With over 1.7 million users, the app also offers users access to a community feature, allowing them to share stories and get advice and peer support. You may not always have time to make it to the yoga class, journal for hours, or complete one of the other activities proven to help reduce stress and clear the mind, but that doesn't mean you need to live each day shrouded in stress as you manage your business. So hopefully these apps can help increase your mindfulness and help you make it through the challenges that each day brings. All you have to do is down the app, remain calm, and entrepreneur on. In sports, in NASCAR news, the Monster Energy Series' Brad Keselowski won last week's first race of the 10-race playoff system in Las Vegas and will advance to the round of 12. Several other championship-contending drivers had accidents during the race, and four of them, including Jimmy Johnson, Chase Elliott, Eric Jones, and Denny Hamlin, face elimination if they don't win in the next 2 weeks or advance on points. This week, the teams head to Richmond Raceway for the Federated Auto Parts 400 Saturday night under the lights. In other NASCAR news, driver Ryan Newman has announced he will not be returning to Richard Childress Racing next year. Yes, folks, silly season is in full swing. In Major League Baseball, the Red Sox, Indians, and Astros lead their divisions in the American League, with the Red Sox clinching a playoff berth and the Indians winning their division, while the Braves, Cubs, and Dodgers lead their divisions in the National League. In NFL football, Week 3 kicks off tonight with the Jets playing Cleveland. This week in local action, the Eagles will get Carson Wentz back at quarterback and will take on the Indianapolis Colts. The Giants will play in Houston. In NCAA football, it's week number 4, and number 10 Penn State will play Illinois. Rutgers will host Buffalo. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the program with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better, and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley told the lawyers for the woman who accused Judge Brett Kavanaugh of a high school-era sexual assault If she wants to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee, she must have prepared testimony submitted by Friday morning. Senator David Perdue, Republican from Georgia, joined Fox News to talk about just how Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley has been handling this entire situation.
Democrats have had this letter since July. Chairman Grassley's done a great job in this process. There have been six FBI investigations of this man, and it's time. We want, if this information is there, we want that information before the committee and before the Senate. If the information is not provided, after the time we've spent on this, it's time to move forward and get the votes in next week.
President Trump will be heading to Las Vegas for one of his signature Make America Great rallies. Everything will begin just after 10 o'clock Eastern time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with